Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, President Trump's position on the Ukraine-Russian conflict seems to have created chaos in Europe. Where does Europe now stand in relationship to the United States?
Well, Europe wants to militarize, and they're questioning their ties to the United States. I'd like to read a headline and some things that were published this week. Here's a headline. Spooked by Trump and Putin, Europe rushes to rearm. Says, the European Union, an entity that casts itself as a peace and trade project, is in crisis talks on defense. Along with the specter of a belligerent Moscow, President Donald Trump's redrawing of alliances and aid from Ukraine is driving Europeans to fast-track plans to bolster their militaries, upgrade their arsenals, and ultimately to curb their dependence on the United States. French President Macron said, I want to believe that the U.S. will be by our side, but we have to be ready when that's not the case. And they're trying to figure out what to do. They're going to embark on a military buildup that they haven't had in decades. Here's another news item. EU leaders seek security within the bloc without the U.S. EU Commissioner, Christian President Ursula von der Leyen declared, this is Europe's moment. We must live up to it. When she unveiled an 800 billion euro plan to rearm Europe. It's called Rearm Europe. She wants to underscore that things are really worse than ever. She's telling people that the continent faces, quote, a clear and present danger on a scale none of us have ever seen in our lifetime. The future of a free and sovereign Ukraine, a safe and prosperous Europe, is on the line. So they met for a special meeting on this. And the questions they wanted to wrestle with in their meeting they had this past Thursday was, quote, what kind of security guarantees can the EU afford? And should Europe still consider itself a U.S. ally?
Okay.
News article mentioned also the Hungarian Premier Viktor Orban. He had dinner in Paris with the French president, and the two agreed that we must strengthen the defense capabilities of European nations, end quote.
It is interesting that more countries are going to develop weapons. Do we have any idea why they want more weapons?
Well, the EU wants to militarize. Okay. They now question whether or not the United States, which has handled most of Western Europe's defense needs for decades, is even an ally. Now, the Bible teaches that those who were, quote, great among the nations will be defeated as, quote, her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They all become her enemies. That's Lamentations 1, verses 1 and 2.
Okay. So you're saying some of these weapons will be used to defeat a former friend that was used that used to be great among the nations.
Yeah, that's what the Bible says.
Okay.
But first, let's talk a little bit about a shift that's going on in Europe. More and more in Europe have decided that they'll support a bigger and stronger military. They don't trust the United States, and they're starting to look at the United States actually as an enemy and not as an ally. The Bible teaches that the coming European king of the North will have a, quote, great army and many ships, as well as other weapons. Furthermore, many European leaders have called for independence from the United States. European calls to increase European military spending are consistent with helping the stage for various biblical prophecies to be fulfilled.
Tell us a little bit more about these prophecies.
Well, once certain ones are fulfilled that are in Daniel chapter 11, for example, the world's going to marvel. And we read about that in the New Testament. In Revelation chapter 13, starting verse 1, John says he saw a beast rising out of the sea. And he talks about it. He said that the dragon gave its authorities and power. He said one of its heads had been mortally wounded, but his deadly wound was healed. You know, people think Europe is done, okay? Then he said, all the world marveled followed the beast. Verse 4, and they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? I'm not going to do that until after Europe's been conquering places nobody thought they could do. And let me add, it's been my published view for the last 16 years that technology is going to be key for Europe to do this.
So let me just stop and understand this for a minute, Dr. Thiel. Are you identifying Europe as the beast with the mortal head wound of Revelation 13?
Yes. Consider also that Europe has gotten more serious about taking steps after the first Donald Trump presidency. Within a month of his election, they started to form something called the Permanent Structured Cooperation, also called PESCO. That's a multinational European military alliance. And now almost all the EU nations are part of PESCO. And PESCO has been funding a variety of technological military projects, and they want to fund more.
Can we assume that these technological projects that they're funding are defensive in nature?
Perhaps, but I would call them militaristic.
Okay.
And now with another Donald Trump presidency, Europe doesn't want to wait to take steps, and they're taking more now. The European plan is for Europe to be a strong military power independent of the United States, and that's what the Bible shows will ultimately defeat the United States.
Well, even with all their weapons, I still find it hard to believe that Europe could defeat the United States.
You know, a lot of people in the United States and elsewhere don't think it's possible. But those of us who understand certain aspects of biblical prophecy realize the Bible shows that the strongest military power will be defeated by a European power. And where is that mentioned? Specifically in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 39. It's talking about the European king in the north. It says he will act against the strongest fortresses, and he shall rule over many and divide the land for gain. The strongest fortresses means the strongest military. And so people think this could not possibly happen. And steps to create a great European army are being taken now, and they plan to do more in the future. Of course, some believe that despite World War I and World War II and previous massive wars, Europe could never start World War III. Yet this overlooks various prophecies in the Bible. I'd like to go to one in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 10, and I'd like to read this from the Old King James Version of the Bible. We read this prophecy starting in verse 5. O Assyrian, the rod of my anger, the staff in my hand of my indignation, I will send him, this is God speaking, against an hypocritical nation, against the people of my wrath, I'll give him charge to take the spoil, take the prey, and tread them down like mire in the streets. So, massive destruction. Say, well, Europeans don't really want to do that. Listen to what the word of God says in verse 7.
Okay.
Howbeit he, this is the Assyrian, means not so. Neither does his heart think so. But it's in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. For he says, aren't my princes like kings? Isn't Samaria like Damascus? As my hand has found the kingdoms of the idols, whose graven images did exceed those of Jerusalem and Samaria. Shall not I, as I've done to Samaria, do also to Jerusalem and her idols? Now, by the way, a lot of people don't realize this. The USA is sometimes prophetically referred to as Samaria and sometimes as Manasseh in biblical prophecy. So even though a Germanic-led Europe, because the Assyrians, that's who we're talking about, they don't seem to wish to do this, according to biblical prophecy, it's going to come to pass. The USA will be defeated, as I mentioned from Daniel 11:39, as well as the United Kingdom, which is often referred to as Ephraim in biblical prophecies, such as in Isaiah 17. But I want to now go to Psalm 78, starting in verse 9, New King James. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in a day of battle. Why? Because they did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his law, forgot his works, the wonders he had shown them. Now, combining that in Isaiah 9, we see Ephraim and Samaria talked about together, starting verse 9. In Isaiah 9, all the people will know Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say in the pride and arrogance of our heart, we've had problems, well, we're going to take care of them. Then it says that God's going to set adversaries against them. And it says, the people, verse 13, for the people do not turn to him who strikes them, nor do they seek the Lord of hosts. Therefore, the Lord will cut off head and tail from Israel, palm branch and bulrush in one day. The European beast will be very destructive. And yes, there's prophecies for the United States and British descended people to be destroyed.
The European beast will be destructive in what way?
Massively. I've read some parts. For example, Deuteronomy 29, starting verse 23, we read, the whole land, this is a curse that God warns people to turn away from him.
Okay.
The whole land is brimstone, salt, and burning. It's not sown, nor does it bear, nor does any grass grow there. Like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, which God overthrew in his anger and wrath. And in Isaiah, we were in Isaiah 9, continuing there again, verse 19, the wrath of the Lord of hosts, the land is burnt up. The people will be fueled as a fire. No man shall spare his brother, be snatched in the right hand, and he'll be hungry and not be satisfied. Every man will eat the flesh of his arm. Manasseh shall devour Ephraim, Ephraim and Manasseh together to go against Judah. Now, those scriptures I just read are consistent with a nuclear or a similar attack.
Okay.
And these prophecies have not happened in history. This is a prophecy for our time. That's long been my view for over a decade that Europe will likely attack the United States and or the UK under a guise of a NATO or some other defense military exercise and use nuclear bombers. Now, this is consistent, by the way, with a prophecy in Daniel chapter 11, starting verse 23, which says, and after the league is made with him, this again is the European beast, king of the North power, he shall act deceitfully. So he's not going to tell the United States Brits the truth, okay. For he's going to come be strong with a small number of people. He shall enter peaceably. Okay? He's going to go somewhere and people are going to think it's peaceful. Okay? That's why I'm talking about this military exercise. Even into the richest places of the province. He will do what his fathers have not done. Germany did not succeed against the United States, at least in World War I or World War II. Yes, it did get into some parts into Britain, but not to the degree they wanted to do it. But this says he's going to do what his fathers have not done, nor his forefathers. Then he'll disperse them among the plunders, spoil, and riches. He'll devise plans against the strongholds, but only for a time. The strongholds sounds like the strongest fortresses, which we read about in Daniel 11:39, which we talked about a few moments ago. So notice, he pretends to have peace. He enters peaceably against the strongholds. This looks like a reference to the strongest military forces that Daniel talks about. He's going to conquer. That is the British and the United States.
You said this is a prophecy for our time. Is that what all these weapons and technologies are being prepared for that we've talked about earlier?
Well, not necessarily all of them.
Okay.
And also, as to you, to quote Jesus, Matthew 24:6, the end is not yet as far as for the time for Europe to attack. Yet many in Europe are unwittingly taking military steps that are going to allow this to come to pass. Many want Europe to become a major military power. The political situation in the U.S. is making them nervous. This is an unintended consequence of Trump administration policies. And the Europeans want a power independent of the United States, and they're working on doing this now. Anyway, this will not end well for the United States nor its British descended allies.
Thank you, Dr. Thiel. For more interviews with Dr. Thiel, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.